This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour on the Wednesday program. April 15th is upon us, halfway through the month. The Ides of April are not as significant as the Ides of March, I suppose, but still interesting as it marks the middle point. Here we're working our way through the day, through the hour, through the minutes, through the seconds, because things change by the second. Amazing how it works. So we have sort of the tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock of the day to cover for you. DJV, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug, Kara Schillen at the controls. The situation in terms of a big announcement, Jennifer, there's supposed to be a big, very important announcement on the economy. Is that today? Is that this week? Is that imminent?
I think we got a sneak peek of what that's going to look like yesterday at the White House when President Trump said that he is letting the governors decide what to do as far as what states are ready to open, but there are 20 states already that can reopen in some capacity.
What does that mean, so, reopen? What does that mean?
Kind of loosen some of the safer at home orders, the stay at home orders. So I think the social distancing is probably going to still be around maybe forever at this point. We don't know, at least for another year or so, I would think. And there's probably going to be some masks involved, but that businesses can actually start getting operational. Maybe that means opening restaurants. Maybe that means opening retail stores in certain states. So that's rolling ahead. I think they're also working on trying to negotiate with Congress to start replenishing the Paycheck Protection Plan. That's another one. And then the big announcement also this week has been that President Trump defunded the World Health Organization, which I personally am on board with. I think they act on behalf of China, and I think they lied and misinformed the United States and other countries about how this disease was transmitted. Remember, it was the World Health Organization that said in January that this was not transmittable person to person, and of course we know that is false.
So they're under the influence of the Chinese. That's interesting.
Absolutely.
Is it true that the Republicans or the Trump campaign is donating meals to hospitals? And if so, why aren't more people aware of it? Is that something, where'd that rumor start?
It is true. It's not a rumor. It's actually true. Yes, they're taking money from the campaign and they're donating it out to hospitals, to first responders, and I think you probably know why a lot of people aren't talking about it. Because it would be positive news. But, yes, that is a true story and something the campaign's been doing, the 2020 mm-hmm. campaign.
Are the Democrats doing the same thing? Anybody know?
I don't know. I haven't heard that they are.
Yeah, one way or the other. I thought when you look at food and what an issue it is around the country and around the world, the COVID thing and what it's done, I thought it was interesting the mafia is distributing food to people in Italy. Who knew that the mafia was still an important factor? It's not as much of a factor in our country, certainly, as it used to be.
They're still here, though.
Culturally. Oh, yeah, they're still here. But do they have, the same impact on our society, on life here, as they did, let's say, during Prohibition?
They're not as visible, and they're not stupid. They're not, it's not like Tony Soprano sitting around and everyone knows who he is. So, after all of the RICO violations and everything, they own all the sanitation. That's still true.
Yep.
That's all throughout the tri-state area, at least, for sure, yeah.
Bus companies, private bus companies. Go ahead, Jeff.
Whoever's doing this, I mean, whether it's the mafia or the Trump campaign, what they're doing is helping support local business, and I think that's commendable. For a campaign to take thousands of dollars that they'll need to run against Joe Biden, who's going to have a lot of money, and donate anonymously to these hospitals and not make it a big deal, not put it out on Twitter, I think that's, I think that's kind of admirable. I think It helps local business certainly survive.
Speaking of local businesses, radio is a local business for many people. We have local owners of radio stations, television stations, more so in radio than we do in television. And I will tell you something, whether it's radio or there are newspapers, there are the local blogs that do news that depend on advertising. For those of you who say, well, it looks like the advertising business is very healthy. Look at all the ads on television. Or I still hear ads on the radio, so they must be okay. Well, just because you hear them, that doesn't mean they're being paid for, especially the local radio stations who are trying to support local businesses. Most of them aren't getting a dime out of those sponsors because the sponsors don't have it. So the local owners of radio stations, being good citizens that most of them are continuing to advertise and to help the people who have helped them stay in business all through the years. They haven't just said to them, oh, you can't pay? Screw you, I'm taking your ad off. But I don't think most people realize that ad revenue is pretty much down to nothing, whether it's a newspaper, whether it's a radio station.
The LA Times is almost all but shut down. It's really sad. The newspaper business has really taken a hit.
Yeah, and that needs to change, but it won't change unless the economy changes. And I don't see the economy changing much if we still have to sort of quote-unquote worry about whether we can go out in public, whether we can go have some fun.
Local businesses are shut down, if restaurants are shut down, or if sporting events are shut down, or if there are no concerts, who's gonna advertise? I think for radio, national advertising, some of the big campaigns are still being done, but
yes,
local advertising, that's what's killing people.
Yeah. Well, even the national guys don't want to pay. I can tell you.
That's just usual.
Yeah, right, exactly. They either don't want to pay or they want to pay 10 cents for what they used to. To speak to what we were talking about before, you guys were teasing me about my social experiences or lack thereof. And I'm not, this isn't about me, but it is about what is going on. And I guess I saw this with the farm activity this weekend. I opened up my farm, we're well known in the area for having the best ice cream around, and people have been clamoring for it. And so I decided, after studying it and trying to work on it, to do it the right way for a couple of weeks, to open up the farm. And we had 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, of people coming to the farm, hundreds of them. They stayed in their cars. We had people, the kids that are volunteers, wore masks and gloves, and we would prepare whatever you wanted and bring it out to the car, that kind of stuff, paid for it with credit card. It was a very interesting scenario. But I was looking at the families when I was watching who was coming in and out, and families, carloads of children and parents together, something that I haven't normally seen. One parent will come with children to watch the cows or do, stuff like that. But to have both parents in the car and all the children, it seemed rather remarkable to me. This has done, you can say that it's hurt us a lot, but I also think it's done a lot of good in many ways. It's gotten people to have quiet time. We were such a frenzied society. Kids get out of school and they go to this program, and they get out of that program and they go to another program, and parents are running around all the time. So it just seems that, for me, it seems like things have slowed down a bit, and maybe that has been a good thing, taking stock of where we all are. And maybe that's part of what will change, hopefully, because there is a need for a lot of things to change, I think. Then there's another study that shows that Americans are lonelier than ever. I don't know whether that's... Do you feel like, all three of you, do you feel like you're more isolated than you have been before or at any time in your life?
Some ways, and in other ways, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jen still goes to the office, two offices, so...
Right.
Actually, probably not much has changed except for your relationship with Jeff, right?
Staying away from my family and friends. I'm really not doing anything to stay connected socially other than text messages, which I think I'm doing more of now, staying involved with my friends that way since we can't actually see each other. So in that way, it's changed. Office is much quieter. I don't see the same people because anybody who can work at home does. So it's different, certainly, but my routine hasn't changed all that much. So I don't feel it, I don't think, as much.
I brought this up because I was looking at a blog focusing on maintaining a balanced psychological state during this time. And it all does, for some, for me, I don't feel like I've been confined at all, frankly. I do my radio program the same as I always have, in the same time frame, in the same way. I have my work on the farm that I'm doing in the same time frame, in the same way. Granted, we're not engaged with people the same way, but the work that needs to be done is getting done, and I don't feel like I'm very fortunate in many ways, because I don't feel like my life has changed that much on the outside. Inside, how am I feeling about this? I can't tell you that my mind is as balanced, or you all laugh because you don't know that, you don't think my mind is that balanced anyway. But I'm mindful of things about people and the connections I'm making. For example, email. I do FaceTime with my children, but I'm doing more email with friends, or more phone calls with friends.
Phone calls are up. I think Verizon said they're now managing an average of 800 million calls a day.
Yeah.
So in one day, that's up 25% from the typical, you know, way that people talk on the phone. So a lot of people are checking in with other people.
Victoria? We've gotten to the point where we don't communicate. We'd send these damn text messages or emails, and you don't really know what people are thinking, saying in earnest what their emotion is behind. It's just words on a page or, you know, on a screen. And so we've lost the ability, or we did have, I think we did lose the ability to actually to emote. You know, words are one thing, but it's how they're expressed that's important. And I think we can express, we've seen fear and anger, and we've seen happiness and sadness. We've seen all kinds of basic emotions, and I think we need to have more emotion in our lives. I've always thought that. More emotion is better. We need to express our feelings because it is better for us, mental health-wise, much better for us to express our feelings. Let me express something else. My strong feelings about the number of people who have... I'm looking at a blog right now. This doctor in Denver says that he thinks that we've hit a midpoint in the current situation. I think he's right. I think there are, most people think there's kind of, we've been up and down here, but I think we feel like there, you know, there's going to be a lot of stress ahead of us and maybe some surprises, but we're close to a midpoint anyway, according to a lot of the experts. So how have you done? Have you been paying attention to your weight? And is that how you think you were dealing with this? You know, it may come back again. And, you know, even if it wasn't there, losing weight and having sort of a toned, trim body, much better for longevity. If you're really enjoying life, you want to get the most out of it, you want to get the longest time frame to enjoy this wonder, you know, because the world is wonderful and life can be wonderful, but you got to be able to enjoy it. And if you're way overweight, you need to lose that weight. And I'm not lecturing to you, I'm just saying it depends on your own point of view. If you don't want to live a long, happy, healthy life, then ignore me. But if you do and you want some ideas on how to do it, that's where Calitrin comes in, the natural weight loss formula, the only one in the world that has the formula that works the way that it does. No stimulants, no drugs. It's pretty much all, it's two or three natural proteins put together by a group of nurses who saw people struggling to lose weight, and they came up with a successful formula. So now that's why it's the number one choice for healthy weight loss in America. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV and buy three bottles at the regular price. Get three free. Buy four, get four free. Get ten free. That's an amazing thing. Through this whole thing, through the month of April, you'll be able to do that and help yourself lose that weight, stay healthier, so you're not going to be run down and be vulnerable to this or many other diseases. Lose the weight. Get the info. Toploss.com is the website. The code for the discount is DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You recognize Taylor Swift here? So what story is this, ladies? She always has a story. What's she telling you? The song's called A Man.
She's just talking about that if she was a man, she wouldn't be judged for all the relationships that she's had. And, you know, she would be, well, I mean, she's already very successful, but she would just be judged on her work.
Yeah. So has she had a lot of relationships because she likes it? Men, you know, comparing a men, say, yeah, go get them. You know, I can hear that. And women who are have a lot of relationships are considered
slutty. But it's not even just that. It's not just that. She's been judged so harshly, like, against Kanye West. Kanye, to me, is a jackass. And
he is a jackass.
And, you know, and he, essentially, a lot of this song compares how she's been judged unfairly in the spotlight. And look at the stuff that he gets away with, and people don't even say anything about it. Mm-hmm. So...
But she hasn't done anything wrong. She just dated a lot of men, right?
Exactly.
But it's not just that, though. It's business decisions that she's made. It's other things that he's done, and people call him, like, you know, an entrepreneur, and that he's so, you know, that he's a baller, and, you know, and people just make comments about her that are negative. It's just, it's a typical double standard that we all live with as women. Yeah.
Right. The Gaga curated One World Together at Home event coming up this Saturday. Already stacked lineup for the World Health Organization, whether you like them or you don't like them, they're going to be they'll have the benefit of lots of focus and a lot of money. Alicia Keys, Amy Poehler, is it Poehler or Poehler? It's Poehler, right? Yeah. Camila Cabello, Celine Dion, Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Lopez, LL Cool J, Matthew McConaughey, Oprah Winfrey, Pharrell Williams, Shawn Mendes, Taylor Swift, Usher, Victoria Beckham, part of this event that's going to be a global thing, has already raised more than $35 million to combat the pandemic. As Gaga explained while announcing the event last week, One World Together at Home is not your traditional benefit concert. She said, quote, "We all want to raise the money before we go on the air. When we do go on the air, we want you to put your wallets away, your credit cards away, and enjoy the show." So prior to this broadcast this Saturday at 8, 6-hour live stream is going to include appearances from Adam Lambert, Annie Lennox, Billy Ray Cyrus, Blue Bloods actress Bridget Moynihan, Don Cheadle, Heidi Klum, Jennifer Hudson, John Legend, Maren Morris, Michael Bublé, Samuel L. Jackson, Sarah Jessica Parker, Sheryl Crow. Wow, that's quite a list, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
As part of the One World Together at Home, brands like Cisco, Citibank, the Coca-Cola Company, GlaxoSmithKline, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, State Farm, Target, Verizon have all supported the Solidarity Response Fund and the regional charities that are working to meet immediate related needs for the virus on a local level. One World Together at Home will air Saturday at 8 Eastern Time on ABC, NBC, CBS. iHeartMedia will stream on their Amazon Prime Video, Apple, Facebook, Instagram, TuneIn, Twitter. All will have this, YouTube, Yahoo. So you'll be able to hear it, see it. A good congregation for a good cause. So good. That's kind of cool. I'd like to see. So I like to see these people sort of in their own element, you know.
A lot of people say that.
LL Cool J, J-Lo. I certainly would like to see Bridget Moynihan with her hair down. Don Cheadle. You know, those people. I think if you see a lot of John Legend, and I think we know who he really is. I think you do. I get a kick out of Samuel L. Jackson, who is... he's pretty much himself, and he's pretty loose. Let's put it that way. From some people I know who know him, he's some of the ways he portrays himself in some of the movies is pretty much the way he is. He doesn't take too much seriously. So I'd like, you know, see a little of that. That's kind of fun. So let's have a little fun. I think I'll watch this myself on Saturday, right? 8 o'clock Eastern on all the networks. 28 after here on the DJV program.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet, my back feels great, and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Clearly eager to reopen the U.S. economy, President Trump says he'll soon be speaking with governors of all 50 states on his plans to do so. The president saying there will be differences from state to state.
Actually, there are over 20 that are in extremely good shape, and we think we're going to be able to get them open fairly quickly, and then others will follow.
The UN is knocking President Trump's decision to halt funding to the World Health Organization. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying funding for the WHO should not be cut, especially while the world is fending off coronavirus. This might be a good time to check your bank account. The Treasury Department says $1,200 coronavirus stimulus payments are going to be hitting accounts of more than 80 million people starting today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, The Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Hi, here we are. Back in the saddle here at the Wednesday gathering. DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So what are you following that's not coronavirus related that's trending? Because there are a lot of things going on in this world that we've kind of ignored for the past month, and I would like to think that we could maybe change, modify the curve somewhat, Victoria.
Well, nothing that's trending is not coronavirus related, so we have to manage our expectations there. But there are some stories. There are some stories that are trending right now. Kara and I have had quite a chuckle behind the scenes at this one. In Pennsylvania, apparently the state of Pennsylvania, and this might be a question that you can answer, we were wondering, is Pennsylvania a Commonwealth state, right?
Yes, it is. One of the five.
Like Massachusetts and Virginia?
Yep.
Do Commonwealth states own liquor stores? Is that like a thing? Because in Pennsylvania,
no.
Apparently they do. So Pennsylvania,
The reason that they're called Commonwealths is because they're land grant states. They were originally given the authority to parcel out land to people that would come to work the farms, in essence. So it's about land and ownership of land. It has nothing to do. But I will tell you that there are some states, not just Commonwealth. Pennsylvania does do it, but New Hampshire also owns all the liquor stores. A state can make up its mind to want to have the revenue, the tax revenue, all the profits and stuff. And I don't know Pennsylvania that well, but I know New Hampshire. Every road, every single road that you cross from Massachusetts into New Hampshire has a liquor store right over the border owned by the state. And it's cheaper. So those communities that are along the state line in Massachusetts, most of the people buy their liquor in New Hampshire because it's cheaper. Hmm. And all the money goes to the state other than what it costs to buy the product.
Well, so in Pennsylvania, I guess it's the same thing because all the liquor stores in Pennsylvania are owned by the state. And this is where it gets weird. They have shut down the liquor stores now. Pennsylvania has decided that because of the virus, now booze has been deemed very essential in other states. And so I guess Pennsylvania has decided that they don't want this revenue, which is insane to me because the sales of beer and wine and spirits are up like over 50% at this point.
Yeah.
In some cases, it's like 200%. So I don't know. But the thing is, what the story here is, the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, he says that he is closing down cross-border liquor runs because he says they're a health hazard. So people in Pennsylvania this is coming from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Running into Ohio.
Yeah, they're going nuts because they can't get their booze, so now they're heading into Ohio. And so the governor wants to obviously put up some restrictions for that because people should not be commuting back and forth between states unless it's, you know, unless you're a healthcare worker. Or it's, you work in
the magic of there's a certain fallacy in that thinking that just because you go across the border things are going to be better or worse just because there's a line in the sand someplace.
I mean if you're obviously if you're staying in your car or whatever, but I think in general people don't want people traveling because it's harder to keep track.
Well, that's the message.
So apparently Pennsylvania has been so overwhelmed with online delivery orders for booze that they have not been able to keep up with the demand, and that's why people have been forced to say, all right, well, if I can't get my booze delivered, then I'm just going to drive to Ohio. So I guess that's what...
So instead of going to Ohio, they go to New York State. The border between Pennsylvania and New York is longer than the border between Ohio and Pennsylvania anyway, although the northern part of Pennsylvania is not as heavily populated as the western part of Pennsylvania. So it stands to reason more people from western Pennsylvania go to Ohio than people from northern Pennsylvania go into southern New York, because that's all farmland. It's all pretty open. There's not a lot of, the furthest most city that I can think of that's north is Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, and they're more eastern than they are northern. But if you look at a map of Pennsylvania and New York as they match, there are not a lot of cities on the border of either of those states where they come together. But yet the border is probably 250 miles, I'm going to guess, 200 miles anyway, maybe 250.
This is not a time apparently to cut off people's liquor supply, because there's one lady who's quoted in this article. She owns a liquor store just over the border in Ohio, and she said it's been mind-boggling. 95% of our customers are from Pennsylvania. They're coming in. They buy everything in half gallons and in cases.
Yeah.
And she said our usual delivery from our suppliers is 120 cases a week. She said we've had 800 cases over the last 2 weeks, and we still have empty shelves. This is the best time to be in the liquor business.
Woo-hoo!
Clorox and liquor and home gym equipment.
There you go.
Those are the three big ones right now.
Yep. I wonder if they have make at home. You used to make the stuff in your bathtub. You can still probably do that. Right?
Not recommended. Not recommended.
All right. The CDC says that you can spread the virus on the sole of your shoes. So be careful. Be knowledgeable. This seems to make sense because you walk around. When somebody sneezes, the sneeze, if you're not covering your face, goes out 30 feet. So, and then it goes, drops to the ground. Okay, so you're walking on the ground where the virus has gone and will live for, what, 2 days? How long does that stuff live?
I think on plastic and metal, they've found that it's more than 2 days. It could be up to 6-7 days. Who knows? We don't really know. That's the thing. But the weird thing about, first of all, I Tara and I were talking about this behind the scenes. I recently, like in the last week or so, really enforced with my parents, you know, my dad disinfects all the groceries in the garage and then walks in and out of the house. And I said, Mom, you guys have got to stop doing that. I know that you can track this in. And this is before this came out. Our friend who's a scientist was like, okay, everybody, you leave the shoes outside. Do not wear your shoes in your home. You will be bringing this into your home, even if you have no symptoms or anything. And the scary thing about this new test or this new report that came out is that in the pharmacy part of this hospital in Wuhan, where everyone, you know, where it's just healthcare workers, no patients have been there, that's where they found 100% positive rate on the floor of the pharmacy, tested positive for the virus.
Of course.
So that's, you know, it's like Kara said, we all need to practice Asian culture habits, and it's true. There are no shoes allowed in the house. And that's a cleanliness thing.
Think a lot of people do that now still. I mean,
a lot more people do it. Yeah.
Who leave your shoes at the door. I think that's okay. I think it makes good sense, Frank.
Yep.
Especially because of what you just outlined. Makes great sense. 42 past the hour. Here's something else that makes great sense. Today is laundry day. Are you washing and drying your My Pillows? So you'll have that cleanliness when you go to sleep at night. Are you washing the My Pillow sheets and the pillow cases? All the things that will keep you healthy, keep you on, you know, the planet Earth, Ken likes to say, Dr. Kenzie, keep you on planet Earth longer. Well, certainly we're aware of our surroundings now. And for those people who don't have any My Pillows, maybe you ought to try out a couple so you can see how easy it is to wash and dry them, how easy it is to keep them clean, how easy, therefore, it is for you to stay healthier because you're not sleeping in all of that gluck that's in the regular pillows, pillowcases, and sheets. At MyPillow.com, still deals abound. They still are very conscious of what it is that you are going through, so they want to save you even more money. Now you can buy up to 10 of the standard Queen Platinum pillows and the Platinum Premium MyPillows at a 66% discount. So as an example of that, the standard pillow is $69.99. You buy it for $24.99 right now using the promo code DJV. So help yourself to health and a comfortable, really safe sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, order whatever you need. Go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. Save 66%. That's at MyPillow.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour. You know how we love to tell stories here on the DJV program. Here's the story of a lady who's written a book called A Fragile Thread of Hope, Victoria. One Survivor's Quest to Rescue. This is her story, her desire to rescue four at-risk teenagers who are living on the streets. Pretty important story. And first, under the circumstances where we're living now, these people are more vulnerable, these type of people. So let's get Andy Berger to tell her story. She's the founder of Beulah's Place, which is a refuge for homeless teenagers. Where are you, Andy? Where is this facility?
It is in Redmond, Oregon, which is central Oregon, right in the middle of the state, Doug.
Yep. I know exactly where it is. We have a radio station in that town that carries this program. So it's a very interesting reality. When you think about that area, what I know of it is pretty upscale. So people don't think of upscale communities as having problems with homeless children or trafficking or any of that stuff, but apparently that's not the case, eh?
No, that's not the case. In fact, it's documented in every state of the union that there is human trafficking, and in every town, whether we choose to accept it or not, it happens. Because here's the thing, traffickers, predators, they can take a human being and sell them over and over and over, whereas if they're trying to create a drug or sell a drug, there's a lot more involved in that. And so it's just an unfortunate fact of life that this occurs. And having been a survivor of sex trafficking, I understand that probably more than a lot of people do.
How much of your story would you like to share with us now?
I'm happy to share. I'll give you the bare bones and we can go from there. Before there was a term, human trafficking, back in the 60s and early 70s, I was trafficked by all immediate family and extended family members from ages 6 months to 17 years old. And the abuse, the abuse and the torture and just all the other stuff that went on with that was so great that my first attempt at suicide, I was 5 years old.
Wow.
I just wanted to be gone. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. So there was no childhood. There was no friends.
How did you survive that?
Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, now you have a law degree. You've put this this place together. And one of the things that's current about the value of it, other than staving off stories like you just told about yourself, the virus that's around and homeless people, whether no matter what their age, are more vulnerable and more likely to spread the infection than people who are kind of more cognizant or have, you know, something, they have some place to be protected. Is that, should I assume that sounds
absolutely
reasonable?
Yes, that is true. They have no choice. I mean, anyone who's homeless, as you said, any age, and especially, you know, the younger children, they have no choice. They have no medical plans. They can't walk into urgent care and say, help me. So there's a ripple effect. Yes, the ones who carry the virus and the ones who may actually die from the virus because they don't have anyone to intercede. So Gula's Place, our organization, is still helping these youths regardless. And whether it's to drop food off or have a drop off in a pickup place or clothing or sleeping bags or whatever we can do. I'm working with a young girl right now. I don't have a place to put her because, one, there are no places. There aren't enough shelters or adequate, you know, halfway places for not just kids but really any homeless person who wants to change their situation through help. But we just don't have the dollars right now to place the kids that we're getting calls from.
So how do you normally get support, Andy?
We normally get it through individuals, corporations, generous listeners when I do radio interviews. So people can go directly to BeulahsPlace.org, BeulahsPlace.org. They can find out hotline numbers, suicide hotline, teen numbers, you know, any of that. And they can also donate directly. We're 100% volunteer driven and have been, Doug, for 11 years, but we have a 92% success rate of these kids going back into community successfully.
Teenagers and younger, right?
Yes.
Wow. But I'm almost speechless, and that's pretty rare for me to hear the story, not only your story, personal story, but the story of these vulnerable young homeless children, the abuse that happens. There's much to be done. I'm sure you're going to continue with it. The way to donate, again, listening to what Andy had to say, Beulah's Place, B-E-U-L-A-H-S place.org. Andy, continued success. Congratulations on your work helping these people out. Thanks for being here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Movie time here on the DJV program 53 after the hour. Chucker is not here with us today. Victoria, Kara, and I are looking at some stories. It's interesting, those of us who love to go to the movies. I know some people like to sit home and watch them on Amazon or whatever, but I like going to the movies. I want to see the movies on the big screen. The imagination and the way the stuff is created, I think, for the big screen makes it almost mandatory. You don't get the, even if you have a huge TV screen at home, you just don't get the same feeling out of the movie, especially if it's a, you know, wide scope or some of the great landscapes, some of the beautiful movies that take place in different parts of the world. You don't capture that in a small screen. Anyway, so imagine this, if you will. Joel Cohen, one of the Cohen brothers, is putting his talent into a movie based on Shakespeare's Macbeth. Can we use our minds?
Well, yeah. I mean,
imagine what would come out of that.
I think that's a story. I mean, Hamlet's been done and reinterpreted a million times, over and over.
And it's
going to
have a huge cast. Denzel Washington, Frances McDormand, and Brendan Gleeson are just some of the people who are in it.
Yeah. And those are standard Coen Brothers actors. I wouldn't be surprised if...
I don't know that I've seen them in Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, I think she has.
Oh, well, she is, yes, but yeah. I don't know that I've seen... And Brendan Gleeson, that's Mr. Bates from Downton Abbey, so I don't know that I've seen him in anything really much before, right?
Is that Gleeson?
Brendan Gleeson, I'm sure. That's the same name.
I thought he was the guy that... There was another British
actor. Irish guy. He was Mad-Eye Moody in Harry Potter.
Oh, that guy, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
the
yeah,
other guy's
yeah.
name is Gleeson,
Heavy set
too.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway...
Well, I think it's just the basics of the story of Macbeth. You know, the hunger for power. I don't know if this is going to be a political thing, but you could certainly draw a lot of similarities to
well, the Coen brothers will stretch
power.
It. Yeah, they will certainly stretch it out. But it's interesting to imagine. There's some pictures of the cast getting together as they prepare for Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand together. I think Shakespeare and Denzel Washington don't quite equate for me, but listen, he's a very good actor. She's a very good actress, so they'll probably come up with something as we've suggested some very interesting things here. Movie theaters and when they will reopen on the minds of lots of people like me who just love to go to the movies. I'm a big movie fan. I like to go the big screen, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering, you know, some of the theater stories that you see, people that own these theaters wonder whether they'll ever open up again. Some of the smaller operators, like in Los Angeles, the Lamel Theaters, L-A-E-M-L-E, that's the name of the family that runs these theaters. There are about a dozen of them in Los Angeles County. And they all, you know, they have small theaters and they have Chuckler calls them art house movies. I'm not sure that they all are, but at any rate, how do those, they barely survive when business is good. So how are they going to survive after the fact? And then you think about the expenses of running these huge megaplexes, like the 16 theaters in one building here. Many towns. You probably got in New Jersey. What's the theater nearest you like, Victoria? How many screens are there in that?
It's in the mall. Yeah, it's a multiplex in the Monmouth Mall. That's the closest one. It's a couple miles away.
Yeah. So you go there. Kara, how about you? When you go to the movies, is it a big mall sort of theater?
It's not a mall. All the ones near me are individual standing movie theaters. But they're all Regal or AMC. They're all big ones.
Right. All the big companies. Well, there are people wondering, Chucker does this all the time, wondering what are we going to have for product because everything's been pushed back or, you know, some of they've just stopped producing stuff. And we're going to see the results of that on television for sure this summer with a lot of reality shows and then things that come offline like CBS are going to bring all their CBS, what do they call it, All Access? What's the name of the
CBS? CBS All Access.
All Access, yeah. That stuff will all be on TV this summer. But then you wonder, okay, what's going to be at the movies? Are they going to bring back old movies? I think I'd like to see some old movies again in the theater. Wouldn't you? Think about some of your favorite movies that you've seen over your lifetime. Would you like to go back and see some of them in the theater? Things that you kind of remember but don't really? I think that would be a thrilling experience.
The last
frankly.
Couple movies that we did see in the theater were re-showings of movies.
Really?
Old movies, yeah.
Like what?
So,
what did you see?
I'm trying to think. The last thing we saw was Labyrinth. That was when we were still in Manhattan. Labyrinth went on tour for the whatever anniversary it was.
Yeah.
And I like it. I think it's fun to see an older movie on the big screen.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. It's 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.